Three French police injured after attack by Allahu Akbar yelling man. By Chris Tomlinson on January 12, 2022. Three police officers in the northern French commune of Valenciennes were injured after being attacked by a man who was shouting Allahu Akbar on Monday afternoon. The man was spotted on the streets of the commune in the afternoon by witnesses who called the police after the man, who was driving a vehicle at the time along the Quai des Mines, was heard shouting Allahu Akbar. And Allah is here, you will die. When police arrived on the scene, they were able to quickly identify the driver who got out of his car and immediately assaulted the three officers with his car keys, hitting the officers in the face with them, Actu 17 reports. Police were able to subdue and arrest the 36-year-old, but all three officers, two female police and a male officer, were taken to the hospital to deal with the injuries they had sustained in the attack. The three received total incapacity for work, ITT, certificates lasting from between 2 and 5 days. The 36-year-old, meanwhile, is said to be already known to the police and was ordered to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. The incident is just the latest involving a man yelling Allahu Akbar and attacking French police or random members of the public in recent months. In October, a 31-year-old man was arrested in Nice after witnesses saw him strangling a 40-year-old woman in the street while yelling Allahu Akbar. Sources claimed that the arrested man could only speak Arabic but had no weapons on his persona at the time of the arrest. Just weeks later in November, a knifeman yelling Allahu Akbar was shot at a train station in Paris after threatening four railway security officers with his weapon. The man had become confrontational with security officers when he refused to wear a face mask. He is said to have pulled out a knife and yelled Allahu Akbar. And France is ruled by the Islamic State at the officials. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.